I'm trying to tell them, well, yeah, but the, what about the PCR test? It has you know, a lot of this funny business with you know, testing positive on papayas or that guy that sent it back. And you know, you don't get a lot of responses like, oh, well, that's probably, those are probably flukes, or that's fake news or something, right? So it gets hard to get anywhere when you have these discussions with people who are really, really into a particular element of it, right? Mm-hmm. But then it also gets annoyingly more difficult when you have people like, because this happens all the time, okay? Like, for everything, it happens for 9/11. It doesn't matter what the incident is, all right? Every time you have some incident, you have these people that want to latch onto it, these quacks. And they, I'm almost convinced that these people are like straw men. They make these people really ridiculous, and then they have other people knock them down so that the issue goes away, and that people that are genuine and they're not seeking fame or selling books or something, those people don't have a voice because they've successfully debated their caricature or their straw men or whatnot, right? So, like, I'll give you an example. There have been cases of, like, for example, David Icke or this doctor like Rashid Buttar. Like, to me, those people have been successfully debunked because the things that they have said about and using like a jumbled mess of words, they've been successfully and logically debunked, right? So I view those people as sort of popularity seekers that kind of, they're either intentionally or unintentionally getting onto this and trying to make money off of it and to trying to get attention from it. And that makes it really frustrating because then if you talk to serious people in the field, they know those references, and then they don't take the challenge seriously because you have these morons who have muddied the waters. So I know there's definitely serious contenders for these issues. And I know there's some, I've been convinced of some science behind some of this stuff, but then I'm also seeing problems with the PCR test and all of the politics that you and I talk about and that people on the listeners also know about. So it's really gotten jumbled for me, but I still have big problems trusting the whole arrangement because it's so convenient, because it's so celebrated, and because of how it's being weaponized, and because of these false positives, that I'm sort of left in this thing where it's like, yeah, there's probably something out there, but it's clearly weaponized, and then there's, yeah, like I said, these frustrating characters that make it messier to debate because they're just saying such wild stuff.